I'm Austin Cross. Join me for LAist's new live event series with the James Beard Foundation. We Are Where We Eat will go behind the scenes of LA restaurants. The kickoff event is May 22nd. Tickets at LAist.com/events.
On Inheriting, one event can change a family for generations. Our new podcast about Asian American and Pacific Islander families, where the past is personal. Listen to Inheriting from LAist Studios and the NPR Network, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today on the LA Report. The construction of the wildlife overcrossing on the 101 freeway at Liberty Canyon enters a new phase with lane shutdowns looming. A troubled juvenile lockup in Downey learns its fate just ahead of a deadline to meet state demands or shut down. And federal prosecutors accuse Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter of paying gambling debts by abusing the player's trust and his bank account.
And thereby convince the bank to approve large wire transfers of large amounts of money to the bookmakers.
Good morning. It's Friday, April 12th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. Some lanes of the 101 freeway in Agora Hills will be shut down during the early morning starting Monday. LAist reporter McKenna Sievertson says it's for construction work on a critical wildlife overcrossing.
Crews will be out on the 101 every weeknight to install girders that will support the Wallace-Annenberg wildlife crossing. The 82 girders are massive boxes of reinforced concrete that will help the structure start to look like the bridge it'll become. They'll install them on the southbound side first, which means all of those lanes will be closed from around midnight to 5 a.m. Construction on the 101 northbound lanes will bring its own set of overnight closures. Caltrans has street and freeway detours available, but the agency is reminding people to slow down and keep an eye out for working crews. I'm McKenna Sievertson.
The saga of a bald eagle couple in Big Bear Valley has been playing out in hearts and homes across the country on a popular live stream. Tens of thousands of people have watched as Jackie and Shadow tended to three eggs that never hatched. Well, this morning, the eggs are no longer visible. They've been covered with fluff, and the birds are not within view. A past president of the California Psychological Association has been watching the nest cam for years. David Hindman says this latest chapter for the feathered family is helping some humans access deep emotions.
The reasons that people are having such a reaction is that they are able to recognize or access feelings that they themselves would have otherwise had in a similar situation. They can see themselves through the experience of animals.
Hindman says that the live stream gives unique access to viewers. It's like reality TV meets Animal Planet. An embattled juvenile detention facility in Downey gets a reprieve. LAist reporter Robert Garova has this update on Los Padrinos Juvenile Hall.
The Board of State and Community Corrections determined that LA County had met the requirements needed to keep Los Padrinos running. The move comes just days before a deadline for the probation department to move some 300 youths out of the facility if it failed to address safety and staffing concerns. Many youth justice organizers are disappointed by the decision and say it's a matter of time before the facility is out of compliance again. Aditi Sherikar is with the Children's Defense Fund of California.
My biggest concern is that the youth will continue to suffer inside.
The probation department said in a statement that it had made great strides at addressing problems pointed out by the board, including increasing staff. For LAist 89.3, I'm Robert Garova.
The U.S. Attorney's Office says Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter is expected to surrender to federal authorities and face a judge today. Prosecutors have charged Ipe Mizuhara with taking more than $16 million from the Dodger Stars account. LAist reporter Yusra Farazan was at the announcement.
Prosecutors filed a bank fraud charge against Mizuhara. They alleged that he stole the money to pay off losses he racked up after placing illegal bets in sports. Not baseball, though, but a chunk of that money was also used to make various purchases.
Prosecutors say Ohtani is the victim in the case and that he has been cooperating fully. Coming up, what you need to know about the snow and the rain that's expected this weekend.
Support for LAist comes from Apple TV+, presenting Lessons in Chemistry, starring Academy Award winner Brie Larson. Scientist Elizabeth Zott accepts a job on a TV cooking show and teaches a nation of housewives more than just recipes. Lessons in Chemistry is a PGA, SAG, WGA, NAACP Image Award, four-time Critics' Choice nominee, and 2024 DGA Award winner. Hailed a triumph by Decider. Following this podcast, you can hear a conversation with actresses Brie Larson and Asia Naomi King. More on Lessons in Chemistry at fyc.appletvplus.com.
It's on trend for a world rapidly warming due to climate change.
I'm LA's senior science reporter Jacob Margolis, and I help Southern Californians understand the science of our imperfect paradise.
It is not unprecedented at all for fires in the western U.S. to affect cities on the eastern seaboard.
So that we can better protect our environment and prepare for natural disasters as the climate continues to change.
There's a giant mass of warm water stretching from Alaska down to
California. LA's independent journalism, fact-based journalism.
Back now to the LA Report. California lawmakers have approved a plan to get ahead of the state's budget shortfall, voting in favor of $17 billion in spending cuts and redirects. The exact amount of the deficit is still uncertain, though the Legislative Analyst's Office earlier this year estimated it to be as much as $73 billion. Governor Newsom is expected to update the amount when he presents a revised budget next month. Lawmakers will have until June 15th to pass a final budget for the upcoming fiscal year. You will need to dress for the change in the weather this morning because yet another storm is moving in. LAist correspondent Leslie Beristein Rojas says it'll bring rain and mountain snow.
It's really felt like spring this past week, but the National Weather Service is predicting more rain starting Friday night through Sunday. This storm's not expected to be as intense as some recent ones, but we can still expect high surf, some snow in the local mountains, and some high winds. So even though the rainy season officially ended April 1st, Mother Nature didn't get the memo.
The Southland should start to dry out Monday with temperatures back in the 70s and possibly the 80s by midweek. Meanwhile, this afternoon's highs will be in the upper 60s at the beaches, around 70 in the LA Basin. In the coastal valleys in the IE, low to mid-70s. And the hot spot will be the low desert, where highs will range from 89 to 93 today. By Sunday there, it'll be 10 degrees cooler. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. You can read more news at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. The AM edition is hosted and produced by me, Suzanne Whatley, with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Federico Garcia Rodriguez. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
Support for LAist comes from Apple TV Plus, presenting Lessons in Chemistry, starring Academy Award winner Brie Larson as scientist Elizabeth Zott.
Lessons in Chemistry is focused on a chemist who can't seem to quite make it through the political game and the misogyny that's happening in the world of science in the 50s. And as she's making her way through trying to make this great discovery about abiogenesis, about the origin of life, life happens to her. She experiences love and loss and an unexpected pregnancy. And all of these things move her into this direction of starting this TV show called Separate Six, where she becomes famous for something that she never thought she would be famous for, which is cooking. And that's because she has this unique perspective on it, where she's able to take all of the things that she loves about science and apply it to cooking. When you're thinking about Lessons in Chemistry, it's a play on so many different things. Yes, it's about science and chemistry, but it's also about that inexplicable connection of chemistry you can have when you're falling in love, the chemicals inside of our bodies and the chemistry that makes us up and makes life happen. And it's also about the way that life can surprise you, the way that you can't always predict and plan out. Elizabeth has to make real choices in terms of how her voice and how these things will affect her community, how it'll affect the crew and their pay. In this case, we're telling a story about a woman. And so for me, it relieves the pressure when there's a lot of women in the room, because then it's not just up to me to decide what female representation is in this case. There's so many examples on screen, but then you also have it behind the camera as well. So whether it's props or production design or costumes, you're getting that experience in every layer of it. So it was very important to us that you were seeing various representations of what it is to be a woman, to advocate for yourself, to rise and fall.
Asia Naomi King stars as Elizabeth's neighbor, Harriet Sloan.
She's a phenomenal woman. I am so inspired by her. I am so in love with her. She's She is driven. She has this moral compass. She really seeks out justice in every aspect of her life. But she's so much more than that. She's a great friend. She's a great mother and wife. And she's an activist. And she really takes part in her community. And part of what pushes her forward is that she chose to be a mother. And I just found a lot of those themes really moving and palpable with, like, what's important to me in my life and the things that I seek out. Self-worth and community and love, but beyond romantic love, like love in the greater sense, love of self, love of family, love of community. I just feel like people are going to want to engage in this story, that it's going to remind them of their own capacity for greatness.
Lessons in Chemistry is a PGA, SAG, WGA, NAACP Image Award, 4-time Critics' Choice nominee, and 2024 DGA Award winner, hailed a triumph by Decider. More on Lessons in Chemistry at fyc.appletvplus.com.